Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Do you believe that Queen's University is haunted?
I don't know myself, but I've heard a lot of stories about some of the buildings.
I don't really believe in that stuff.
I haven't seen it myself, but I believe it.
Today, Queen's University is rumored to be one of the most paranormally active areas in the city of Charlotte. For decades, students and faculty alike have had unsettling experiences. And this week, I had one too. That's ahead on this special edition of FAQ City. So today I'm on the campus of Queen's University, right in the heart of the historic Myers Park neighborhood. And look, I just really don't even know how to start this. I guess I should start by recapping why we even began looking into this story. Regular listeners know that we base every episode on a question submitted by our audience. Well, we got two questions a while ago from two women asking about the paranormal in Charlotte. I reached out to both of them, but they had disappeared, I guess. We never got a response back. Anyway, I had heard from a friend that Queen's University has a reputation for hauntings, and so I'd begun by reaching out to people to find out what there was to know. Anyway, it all had started normal enough, or at least not paranormal, with a ride in a creepy old elevator.
Pull the gate over. And then, let's see, we just press 2 and the gate will close on its own.
That voice is Adelaide Davis, class of 1961, now director of alumni relations. She was taking me to the second floor of Burwell Hall, the oldest building on campus, dating back to 1914.
Wait a minute, it's going to open, I think. Or maybe we have to open it. Okay.
It's here where one of the university's oldest ghost stories originates. Legend has it that since the 30s, or maybe the 40s, a ghost resembling the wife of the university's first president, her name is Mrs. Margaret Anna Burwell, appears after 10 o'clock on the second floor. Davis says she thinks it's just a harmless old story.
I think it's not true, but I just don't really want to test it because I'm a little bit nervous myself anyway, so I'm not going to stay over here and test it.
People here are superstitious, she says. Now, there hasn't been a sighting of Mrs. Burwell in years, maybe because people stay away at night. And if she's there during the day, she's leaving people alone. No one is being constantly terrorized. If only that were the case for the building next door, Morrison Hall. What is Morrison Hall? It's a two-story brick building with a basement dating back to the 20s. It's been a dormitory, a sorority, a student newspaper office, and it's now home to student life. It's where I met Kayla George and where my reporting started to get unusual. Here's Kayla.
So yes, we've had there is a presence, we'll call it a presence, here on the second floor of Morrison that has existed for a long time. And so I have experienced a few things that are just sort of a little odd in general, but...
Like?
Well, so I had a former colleague who was in the joining office, and his diploma was always framed, and it would always come in sort of cockeyed in his frame multiple times. He'd tape it, he'd do different things, and it was always off. That was probably one of the most odd things.
Later, the colleague left Queens, but Kayla says his empty office still felt occupied, and she would hear things.
I would literally hear floors squeaking. There was one time I am 100%, and I'm not the fish is bigger every time you tell the story kind of person. I'm just not. In fact, I don't really know how much I buy into the whole thing up here. But I definitely heard chair movement like across the floor to the point where I went into the office and literally had to look around when it was a vacant office. So that's the most odd thing that I have personally experienced in this space outside of what occurred yesterday.
So I just want to drop in here to set this up. I had made two trips to Queens for this story. The first day, I had met with another administrator down the hall named Lee Davis. She was telling me the story of the presence here. She's a girl named Clara who supposedly hung herself in the back stairwell after a breakup. Today, a floor-to-ceiling fence blocks the banister she's said to have jumped from. Lee was telling me about this in her office, and I'd asked to see the stairwell. So we left the office, we walked down the hallway, and here my recording began to sound weird. You hear Lee first.
Huh, so in between these two offices, or these two offices, is a bathroom. So yeah, because this is really one of the oldest buildings.
Do you know when this building was actually built?
No.
Okay. Oh.
See? Isn't that interesting?
So potentially she came over here, she climbed up on this railing, and let me look down how far it is.
But she hung herself, so... Yeah.
Huh. You can hear, like, wind, or maybe a low-flying plane, except that it doesn't sound like a plane. And I don't remember hearing anything like this in my headphones at the time. And as we cross the threshold into the stairwell, there's this high-pitched interference followed by the door hinge. Headphones might help.
Do you know when this building was actually built?
No.
Okay. Oh.
I've been filing radio reports for 5 years now, and my equipment has never picked up interference like that. Look, maybe it's nothing. But when I returned that next day and I was talking with Kayla and she said something occurred yesterday.
What occurred yesterday?
So you were here on campus and Lee Davis and you were looking in the hallway. Mm-hmm. And my colleague, AJ, who's relatively new to Queens, probably 10 minutes after you guys had walked back down the hallway, she came into my office, and I was with a student at the time, and she said, "Did you hear someone sobbing in the stairwell?" And I didn't, and normally I can hear things in the stairwell. And she was on this, you know, there's three flights of steps to get up here, and she was in the middle set, and she said it was someone above her that was crying, and she's a high empathy person, so she's like, "How can I hold you? How can I fix this problem?" type of person. And by the time she got to the top of the steps, there was no student, and she got to where my office door is, and she was like, "Which student walked past with the tears rolling down their face?" And I had been here, and there was no student that walked past. And I asked her again, like, "Are you confident that you heard someone?" And she said it was like weeping, gasping, loud. She, to the point where she paused and had to listen. So, yeah, I didn't hear crying, so I can't vouch for what she heard, but I was here the whole time, and I didn't hear that. So, yeah.
You know, there was also this other part in my interview with Lee when she was telling me about a different ghost that allegedly haunts this other dorm. And she was telling me this in her office before we went to the stairwell, before that colleague heard weeping, and we heard this shriek.
Students are always telling stories about how they see her, how their stuff goes around, about how they couldn't get out of their closet. They couldn't, you know.
They got locked in their closet.
Yeah. Like somebody was holding the closet shut.
What was that?
Probably students.
I don't know what to make of any of this. I had forgotten it even happened until I listened back to the tape and had a minor freak out at my desk. Well, Lee and Kayla told me many other stories from around campus. A dead woman heard playing the piano in the auditorium. Students filing noise complaints for a dorm room that's locked and empty, but where a girl killed herself in the 80s. I finally asked Kayla what I think is the key question here. After working at Queens for 4 years, does she believe in ghosts?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. I think so. I don't know. There have been odd things that I can't explain, and I wouldn't know how to explain those things. I don't know if I do. I guess I'm not there yet.
So I checked with the Charlotte Area Paranormal Society, a real thing. They said they've never done an investigation of Queens, but if all of these stories are true, it would make Queens one of the most haunted places in all of Charlotte. I don't know if I believe every story, but this one? Well, to quote Kayla George, I just don't know. Well, that's all the time we have this week. Special thanks to the staff of Queens and, I guess, to the supernatural forces that may or may not have intervened. If you have the time, we always appreciate ratings and reviews or a heart on the NPR One app. We're also now on Spotify. Check that out. You can also subscribe to get more in-depth stories brought to you by curious people around Charlotte. And if you have a question about Charlotte that you'd like us to look into, let us know. Go to wfae.org/FAQCity, find the submission box, have at it, and we may just search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until next time, I'm Nick Delacanal. Happy Halloween.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.